today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and welcome to 2021. I know many people are excited and happy to get 2020 past them, and I know many things had happened we had never anticipated, a pandemic like we've seen, and I hope you're doing well, hope things are going well with you, and that you have been staying safe. Joe, I want to encourage you to this, that while we did have kind of a difficult time with COVID and all of the things going on, you know, God was still blessing, and we ought to go back and think about the blessings of 2020. I know many families were able to spend more time together. I know in many churches, the pastors having to go to Facebook or to YouTube or to other media have reached more people than they've ever reached before, and many of them are continuing those videos, and so there are blessings, and so I want you to kind of think about those. Today, we're going to be in a very different book. I say different because it's kind of unusual, and we don't usually hear very many messages from the book of Haggai. Now, it's going to take you a while to find it, so if you can find a Bible, go and look up the little tiny book of Haggai. It's between Zephaniah and Zechariah, part of the minor prophets. So see if you can find that, and we're going to be looking at that today and maybe for the next couple of weeks. While you're doing that, I want to remind you to check out our website at considerhisword.org. You'll find a number of things at the website, including a place where you can contact us and let us know where you're hearing this broadcast today. And if you'll contact us, we're going to begin sending out our little prayer journals again. I have a few of those left. The calendars we were giving out, we've pretty much given all of those away. I have maybe just a couple left. But we have the prayer journals, and we'd love to send one to you. And mostly, we just want to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today. So you can contact us through the website. Also, you can go back and hear messages from last year at the website, and you'll see those there. You can contact us through the website. You can also contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then also, most simply write to us a letter. And I want to tell you a little bit about more about that here in a moment. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Before we get to our Bible study today, I do want to share with you a blessing that God especially gave me. God has blessed me, and God has blessed this ministry. I got to tell you, back in earlier in the year, October, November, I was looking at our budget for the next few months and the next coming year, And the funds were getting pretty low, and I'm like, what are we going to do? You know, I told the Lord that I would do this ministry as long as He would provide for it. So I began to pray about it. And between November and the end of the year, the funds have come in. And I want to say thank you. Many wrote for the little calendar magnets that we sent out, and they included an offering. Many just said they wanted to bless us, and we're so thankful, and we just want to take a moment to praise the Lord for blessing this ministry. We are expanding the broadcast. We're in a few new cities this year, and we're hoping to add at least 3 more stations this year. And that's what I'm praying about. Would you pray with us that we could add at least 3 more stations in 2021? And I'm glad that you can hear this broadcast where you are, but we'd love to get it out to many, many more people. So pray for us. Pray for the Consider His Word Ministries. Also, if you'd like to help out, we now have a place on the website where you can contribute to this ministry. And we'd be so grateful. And I believe God would be glorified because of it. We're thinking about a new year. And as we begin a new year, I'd like to think about a little phrase that I've been thinking about for the last couple of weeks. You'll find it in this passage of Scripture in a couple of different places. Now, we're going to begin here, but we're also going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 14 and spending some time over there. So if you want to go ahead and find that, you might could do that. Let's go ahead and read this. Now, again, the little book of Haggai, I'm going to begin at verse 1 and read down through verse 7. In the second year of Darius the king, in the 6th month, in the 1st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house light a waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but you're not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Does that sound familiar? Verse 7, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Now, it's that little phrase that I'd like for us to think about for the next couple of weeks. Consider your ways. Now, let's set the stage of Haggai and what was going on. Haggai was prophesying during the time of Ezra, when the people of Israel were going back to Israel. They had been in captivity for some 70 years. And it was actually beginning under Cyrus that God laid it on his heart to let the people to go home. And he provided the things that they needed. And under Ezra, they went back to Jerusalem. And there they began to rebuild the city. But more importantly, they began to rebuild the new temple. The temple that had been built under Solomon had been destroyed. And a new temple needed to be built. If they were going to worship the Lord in the way that he had taught them, back in the book of Leviticus, they would need a new temple. Now, again, the king had provided materials for it, and they began to rebuild the temple. They began to rebuild their homes. They began to rebuild the city. Now, it would be later under Nehemiah that he would come in a second wave, and he would see that the wall was built around the city. But here they were rebuilding the temple. And when the foundation was laid, they had a great celebration, a celebration of praise and worship and thanking God for all that he had done for them in providing for them and in protecting them. And as they began to build the temple, they began to get some opposition. There were people in the country, and they began to write to the king, and they actually were lying about the people and saying things that they were not doing. And they were accusing them, falsely accusing them, and they had to wait. And in that waiting, the people began to get complacent. They began to kind of get lax in their purpose and what God had intended for them to do and what they were excited about doing. But now they had slowed down, and many of the people began working on their own houses, but they quit working on the house of God. Now, when we read about Hezekiah, or probably about Haggai, the Bible really has good things to say about him because he was trying to encourage the people by the word of the Lord to get back to work, to begin building that temple again. You go back into the book of Ezra, and you go back to chapter 6, it says this about him. I'm going to read in verse 14. Now, the encouragement had come, and Hezekiah had told him to get back to work, to consider your ways. Look at what you're doing. I want to come back to that. Let's look at what Ezra said about Haggai. Verse 14, this is chapter 6. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they builded and finished it according to the commandment of God of Israel and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. So under the preaching of Haggai, they got busy, and the temple was completed. Now, I want to go back to the book of Haggai for a minute and see what kind of a situation they were in when he wrote this prophecy and when he began to communicate the heart and will of God. And so we look, go back to the little book of Haggai. The Bible says that the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet saying, "Is it time for you?" Now, there's a little bit of sarcasm here. "Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses?" Now, the word "sealed" here means your paneled houses or walled houses. "And this house, the house of God, lie waste. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your waste." Look at what you're doing. And although they had everything that they needed and were doing everything right, God's blessing was not upon them. He said, you have much, but you bring in little. You sow much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink and don't have enough drink. You clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earns wages earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, consider your ways. While it would seem that they had everything that they needed, it was not satisfying. They would eat and not be filled. They had clothes and they weren't warm. They would sow much and bring in little. God was just not blessing them. I wonder if that's going on in the church today, in God's house today, that God's withholding his blessing because we need to consider our ways. Thanks for listening. We'll continue next week.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.